Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and changemaker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the passenger pigeon, and the gray wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support, and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'd like to give a warm welcome to the new supporters at Patreon. Thank you so much for helping to keep this podcast going. When you become a sponsor on Patreon at any amount, you can access bonus episodes with guided shamanic journeys to meet animal helping spirits. Then, in two patron-only posts, you'll learn more about working with that animal, both as a helping spirit and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. And as you discover different animals, I hope you deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when Turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find more than 100 past episodes with yoga, journeys, and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of keeping this podcast going have grown, and your help is essential to continuing in the future. Whether you've been a patron for a long time or you're one of these new patrons just joining us now, thank you. I have a virtual ceremony coming up on March 22nd, Ostara, the spring equinox, with a theme of planting hopeful intentions. And it will now include support for Ukraine. Ukraine has a deep ancestral pagan history, back to the Slavic tribes, that has been woven into the culture and made a resurgence there, along with the neo-pagan movements in Europe and North America. It seems appropriate to add our energy to prayers for peace. And I will put a link in the show notes where you can get more information on how to join the ceremony on Zoom. Yesterday, I was in a shamanic journey seeking some guidance on what is mine to do, working with my own inner landscape, and received a very clear message. Get loud. My helping spirits are notorious for giving me direct orders without context and failing to elaborate. So I was left wondering what that meant. I mean, yoga, meditation, Reiki, those aren't exactly loud activities. More the opposite. Later, after that journey, I joined a meeting of the worship committee of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation that, while I'm not a member of, I kind of hang around with. We're working on a service in a couple of weeks with me offering the sermon. It was an opportunity to put my seminary learning to use a bit ahead of schedule. And the congregation includes another wildlife rehabilitator, a few other earth-based folks, and a number of climate and animal rights activists. My kind of people, right? After the meeting, I realized that these were people I could get loud with. The message I'm planning is about self-care practices with an earth-honoring component to heal and find purpose. So, my usual stuff. This isn't an audience I need to hold back with. So why the instruction to get loud? I think it was a reminder to practice my speaking up muscles, not just in front of welcoming audiences, but to speak my truth, to be authentic all the time. And just like yoga practice helps to strengthen and stretch the muscles that move bones, that keep my heart beating, that make it easier for me to breathe, we need to work on our speaking up muscles. So I planned a yoga practice for this podcast that would work on those muscles, that would help us open up in the energy center of the throat. And I was affirmed in the direction I was going with this when I was in the Shamanic Flow Circle group this morning doing my live, as I do every morning, talking about the energy of the day and pulling a card from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck. That deck is created by Kim Kranz. And the card that came out this morning is a card called the Black Egg. And it is from a group of cards that is associated with the spirit element. And each one of those cards in that spirit element group are associated with one of the chakras, one of the energy centers that we look at in yoga. And the black egg is associated with the fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra. Well, I pulled that card out and I actually stopped and stared at it for a moment because I couldn't believe that it came out while I was planning on doing this work today. Again, the universe affirms when we are on the right track. So if you'd like to join me in a yoga practice to work on that energy, that throat chakra energy, helping us to open up, to speak our truth, our most authentic truth, then go ahead and unroll your mat. This practice will be a little more active than most of the practices that I put out there. So my invitation to you is, if it doesn't feel right for you to stop, to modify as you need to take breaks. And I'm going to invite you to join me standing on your mat. You can just face the top of your mat for now. And feel your feet root down into the earth. Because isn't that where this all starts? Isn't that where the energy comes from? Lift and spread your toes and feel the balls of your feet and your heels pressing down into your mat, into the ground. And then soften your toes and let them land lightly. And feel how the whole width and length of your feet create that supportive base for you. Soften your knees just a little bit. Roll your shoulders back and down. Lift up through the crown of your head. Take a really big breath in and sigh it out. Again, take a big breath in and sigh like you mean to let go of everything that is weighing on you. One more time, big breath in. And let it out with a sigh. And then bring your lips together, but not your teeth, so your jaw stays relaxed. And breathe in and out through your nose. And feel your breath begin to deepen. Draw it down into your abdomen a bit more. And if you're familiar with Ujjayi breath, the ocean-sounding breath, cultivate that. And if not, that's okay. Just keep the breath deep, evening out the inhales and the exhales. Without activating the rest of your arms, reach your fingers toward the floor. Staying with your deep breath. On your next breath in, send your arms out to the sides and then up overhead so that your fingers are now reaching to the sky. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips with soft or bent knees, fold forward and float your hands out and down until your fingertips reach toward the ground. Now bring your hands onto your shins, and as you take your next breath in, lift halfway up. Keep breathing, but pause here for a moment. Reach your heart forward through your arms. Put a little more bend into your right knee and lift your left hip up and back as you press your left foot into the floor. Feel that bit more stretch down the back of your left leg. And then release the left knee, put a little more bend into that, and press the right foot down, lift the right hip up so that leg straightens a bit more. And then switch again, bend the right knee, let the left straighten a bit more, and really focus on pressing the floor away with your foot, lifting up and back with the left hip so you get that lengthening in both directions in the left leg. And then soften the left knee, put a little more bend into it, and lift your right hip up and back. Press the right foot into the floor again, opposing. And then soften both knees, come back to your half lift. And even though the knees are slightly bent, press both feet down into the floor. Reach both hips up and back. Feel that lengthening starting in the hamstrings. Draw your heart forward so your back is flat, crown is reaching out in front of you. Take one more breath in here, and then as you exhale, bend both knees a little bit more and drop into a forward fold, fingers again, reaching toward the ground or resting on it. Now press both feet in on your inhale, lift your heart, float your arms out and up. Reach through your fingers, but keep your shoulders relaxed. Bring your arms up overhead as you come up to standing, and then exhale, release your arms back down to your sides. Let's flow through that again. Inhale, take the arms out and up. Fingers reaching. Soften your knees. Exhale, hinge from your hips. Float your heart down towards your knees and bring your fingers down toward the ground. Hands come to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up, and even in this just half a breath, lengthen through the backs of your legs by pressing down into your feet, up and back through your tailbone. Exhale, relax down into your folds. Now press both feet into the floor. Inhale, begin to lift your heart. Unfold that hinge at the hips. Bring your arms out and up. Fingers extended and reaching, active. Exhale, release your arms down to your sides. One more time, inhale, float your arms out and up, reach. Soft knees, exhale, hinge from your hips, fold forward, arms come out and down, fingers reach toward the ground, bring your hands to your shins, inhale, lift halfway, reaching the legs into that long stretch down the back by pressing the feet down, lifting the sitting bones up and back. Exhale, relax back down into your fold. Press your feet down into the floor. Lift your heart, inhale, float your arms out and up, come up to standing with the fingers reaching to the sky, and then exhale, return your arms to your sides. And pause for a moment. Notice the way that the energy changed in your body. Breathing deeply, feeling that power start to rise, and remember that it comes from the feet, comes from the base, the earth, rises up as we start to activate. Nice. Now take an inhale and bring your left arm to your left ear. Turn your palm to face in, and again, keeping the shoulder relaxed, reach through the fingers. Lift your left ribs away from your left hip, and as you exhale, bend to the right. Stretch your right fingers down toward the ground. You might even follow the outside of your leg down with your palm. Roll your left shoulder back a little bit. Open up through your left side. It's not so much about how far you can bend to the right, but how much you can open that left side. So do you feel the space you're making in the left side of your waist, in between your ribs on the left side? Breathe into your left side as if all your breath was going into your left lung, making use of that space. Take one more breath, and then on your next inhale, come back up, fingers reaching to the sky, and then release your left hand down with your exhale. And now inhale your right arm to your right ear. Turn your palm to face in. Shoulder stays relaxed, fingers reach. So we want to make sure the lift comes not from the shoulder, not from pulling the arm out of the shoulder socket, but rather from lifting the ribs. So lift the right side ribs away from the right hip. And with your next exhale, bend to the left. Left fingers extending toward the ground, or maybe your palm is sliding down the outside of your leg. Feel the opening in the right side. Avoid collapsing your left waist. Leave some space there. You don't have to bend really far. Open the right side. Breathe into it. Breathe into the right lung. Take another breath. And with your inhale, come slowly back up. And as you exhale, bring your right hand down. Pause and notice again. So we're bringing the energy up from the ground up, opening up space in the lungs. Now you might be wondering, what does this have to do with my throat? Well, where does sound come from? Right? It's made in the throat, the vocal cords, but where does the air come from that passes through? From the diaphragm. Take a big breath in. Open your mouth a little bit and join me in a nice long ah. Nice. Feel that vibration. Now turn and face the long side of your mat, if you're working on a mat, and step your feet apart so that they're just a little bit wider than your shoulders. And from here, turn your toes out into a V so that when you bend your knees go out over your toes. So do a little test bend. And if you find that your knees fall to the inside of your feet, come up, turn your feet in a little bit and test again. Make sure that the knees are going to be safe, because we're going to be working in this quite a bit. We want to make sure the alignment's good. So the knees are always moving toward the pinky toes, keeping stacked right over the feet. Bring your hands onto your hips. Take an inhale, and as you exhale, bend both knees, again pressing them out over the toes. Sink the hips down, still pretty much level with the floor. If you find that you run out of space and it feels like there's room in your hips to go deeper, come up and open your feet a little bit wider. Give yourself however much room you need. Roll your shoulders down and back. Lift up through your heart. You can keep your hands on your hips for now. Look out straight ahead. Come back to your breath. And now bring your attention to your right foot. Press the ball of your right foot down into the floor and lift your heel. Move your knee out over your toes as you do that. Keep your hips down, almost to knee level if you can get there. And then lower your right heel down. Now lift your left heel. Press the ball of that foot down into the floor. Keep the hips level, lower the left heel. Again, lift the right heel. And lower the right heel. Lift the left heel. Lower the left heel. One more time to the right. Lift the right heel. Lower the right heel. And then lift the left heel. Lower the left heel. Pause for just a moment. Hands still on your hips. Press your feet into the floor. And as you take your next inhale, straighten your legs to come back up. Pause for a moment. Keep your feet as they are. Notice any energy changes in your legs. And now take an inhale and sweep your arms up overhead so that they're about shoulder width apart. Turn your palms to face each other. And remember that space that we just made in the sides. Keep that space. So as we start to drop down into that temple pose again, keep the ribs lifted. So it's almost as if the hips are falling down away from the ribs, and the ribs are inflated and floating. And take a breath in again. And as you exhale, bend your knees out over your feet, sink down into your hips, and bend your elbows out to the sides until they come down to about shoulder height. So your arms may be in a somewhat of a W shape. Now press your feet into the floor as you take your next breath in, straighten your legs, and reach your arms back up overhead. Beautiful. Again, exhale. Bend your knees, bend your elbows, come back into that temple shape, knees over the feet, ribs staying lifted and inflated. And then on your next breath in, reach up as you straighten your legs, arms go back overhead. Pause here for a moment, keep breathing. Now remember our that we warmed up. Let's start to add that in on each exhale. So we're going to exhale with an sound, really forceful from the diaphragm. And then we'll inhale as we come back up. So take a breath in. And as you exhale, bend your knees, sink down, elbows come down. Inhale back. Exhale, come down. Inhale back up. Exhale down. Inhale up. Exhale. Inhale up. One more time. Exhale. Inhale up. Pause. Hold. Breathe. Lower your arms. Heel toe your feet in so that you're standing once again in mountain pose. You can stay facing the long side of your mat if you're using a mat. And just again, feel the energy. Feel how we created the sound from the core and brought it up into the vibration of the throat. Now step again, out into that same straddle, just a little bit wider than the shoulders, or wider if you adjusted earlier. Turn your toes again into a V. So your toes turn out and bend your knees. Make sure as you bend your knees out to the sides, they're heading out over your feet. Adjust your feet if necessary. And then on your next breath in, take your arms up overhead. And again, keep space in your waist as you exhale. Come back down into that temple shape, knees bending out over the feet, hips dropping but still level, torso lifted, crown lifted, elbows down to the sides. Now, I like to work in fists in my hands in this next one, so if you would like to do that, I suggest bringing your thumbs to your palms and just very lightly curling your fingers around your thumbs so that there's not a lot of tension in the hands, but you're holding them with a little bit of power. Now we're going to work with that ah sound again and add a twist. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, twist your torso to the right with that ah sound. Ah! Inhale, come back to center. Exhale to the left. Ah! Inhale, center. Exhale, right. Ah! Inhale, come back to center. Exhale to the left. Ah! Inhale, center to the right. Ah! Inhale, center. One more time to the left. Ah! Inhale, center. Pause. Inhale. Release your hands, straighten your legs, send your arms overhead. And exhale, release your arms down to your sides. Heel toe your feet in. Notice how that feels in your body. Take a few breaths. Feel the energy again rising. And turn and face the top of your mat again if you're using a mat. Take a moment just to root back down. Remember that as that energy comes up, that we are bringing our most rooted, most authentic selves up from the earth and up through the heart and out through the throat. Reach your fingers down toward the ground, and as you take your next breath in, float your arms out and up. Lift up through the ribs. Find that space again. And as you exhale, bend your knees a little bit. Hinge from your hips. Fold forward. Let your upper body come all the way to your thighs. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up, activating the legs by pressing the feet down, lifting the tailbone up and back. Exhale, release back into your fold. Now bend your knees a little more deeply. Place your palms down so that they're about shoulder width apart near the top of your mat. Step your feet back and come into downward facing dog. So your tailbone's going up to the sky, knees slightly bent. Heart coming through the arms. Just like we rooted into the feet earlier. Press down into the base of all the fingers. And the base of the thumb. And feel the pads of your fingers press down. Push the floor away. Draw your arms into your shoulders. Draw your shoulder blades towards your hips. Roll the points of your elbows toward the ground. And press your thigh bones into the backs of your legs so your whole back body just got really long. Your heels don't have to get anywhere near the ground. They may fall a little bit more. Allow the knees to have as much bend as necessary here. Take one more breath in down dog. And then release your knees down onto the mat. Walk your hands towards your knees. Flatten out your feet and lower your hips onto your heels. Coming into hero pose. Rest your hands on your thighs. Drop your tailbone down toward the floor between your heels. Lengthen through your crown. Keep your chin down a bit. so that you've got this nice long line from your tailbone to your crown. Relax your shoulders. Keep the hips sinking. Lift your ribs. Feel the space again. Deepen your breath. And on your next breath in, float your arms out and up. Bring them up overhead. And then bend your elbows and bring them down into that W shape again. Turn your palms forward and curl your fingers a little bit as if you were making claws out of your hands. Roll your shoulders down and back. Now, again, we're going to work from the diaphragm, from the core, bringing that energy up into this expansive chest, torso, heart space. And then roar. So take a nice big breath in. Open your mouth. Stick out your tongue if you want. Pause. Take a couple breaths. Notice the vibration that that creates in your jaw and your throat. If your jaw feels tight, wiggle it around a little bit. And we're going to do one more round. And if you want, this time when you stick out your tongue, wiggle that around a bit too. Take a big breath in. Stick out your tongue as you open your mouth. Ah! Roar. Let that settle. Release your hands back onto your thighs. Feel again the energy in your jaw and your tongue, your throat. Maybe that even moves into the shoulders for you. Just notice. Just notice. And then release your hands down to your sides. And on your next exhale, hinge from your hips and lay your upper body down over your thighs until your forehead reaches the ground. Arms just laying alongside of your legs. If it is easy for you to reach your heels, wrap your fingers around your heels and hold on. Otherwise, if that's uncomfortable in the shoulders, leave your arms relaxed on the floor. Lift your tailbone off of your heels just a little bit. And roll from your forehead toward the crown of your head. So your back is going to round slightly, your chin tucks, and we're going to work toward that crown. If you're holding on to your heels, you'll notice you're getting a nice stretch in the back of the shoulders. And in any case, whether your arms are engaged or not, take some deep breaths here. Notice how the breath is now working into the back of the lungs, using that space that we're creating in the back, in this position. A couple more breaths here. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, roll your hips back down to your heels and your forehead back to the floor, relaxing into child's pose. You can let go of your heels. Take some deep breaths here. And checking in with the energy in your body. The practice of yoga is this wonderful physical practice. Of course, the asanas help us to strengthen, to stretch, to find flexibility and mobility. But they also open us up energetically. What's happening in the physical body gets reflected in our energetic body. And when we add things like sound, create different vibration. Take a couple more breaths. Slide your hands forward so that they're underneath your shoulders. Press into the floor and sit up onto your heels. Now slide your feet to one side and your hips to the other so you can swing your legs around in front of you. Extend your legs forward. Reach out through your heels and let the backs of your heels connect to the ground. Soften your knees if necessary so that you can sit tall with the shoulders back and down. Now take a big breath in here and again lift the ribs, make space, and as you exhale, hinge from your hips, bring your heart towards your knees, walk your hands forward towards your feet. Bring your upper body forward over your legs, just until you begin to feel sensation down the backs of your thighs. And when you get to that place of sensation, keep your low back nice and long by keeping the space between your ribs and your hips, and then relax your shoulders and neck so that your head starts to fall towards your legs. And breathe deeply here. The work that we did activated the nervous system, the adrenals. Let this forward fold help to soothe that again. The power is still there. You can relax into it. Take a few more deep breaths. And on your next inhale, lift your head and then your heart. Move your hands in. Come up to sitting tall. Now move your hands behind you a little bit. Lean back slightly and notice how it feels to release that pose from your body. Bend your knees, bring your feet to the ground, and roll down onto your back. And when you reach your back, bring your knees into your chest, wrap your arms around your knees, give them a hug, rock a little bit from side to side. Explore how that feels. And keep your knees up over your chest, open your arms out so they're about 90 degrees off your torso, making a T-shape in your upper body. And as you take your next exhale, drop your knees to your right. You can tuck them towards your right elbow, but if that feels like too much today, just let them fall over to the right side. Keep your left shoulder relaxing down, and you can roll your chin to the left, look away from your knees. Nice, easy twist. Keep breathing deeply through the twist. Feel the way the breath spirals around into the abdomen. Each exhale, relax. On your next inhale, your head and your knees come back to center. Keep your arms open into that T-shape. And then with your next exhale, bring your knees to the left. Again, maybe coming up toward the left elbow, but if they feel more comfortable, a little lower out to the side. See what works best for you. You can turn your head to the right if that's comfortable in your neck. Breathe into that. Slow, deep breaths. Breathing down into the abdomen. Through the constriction of the twist. Another deep breath. And on your next inhale, bring your knees back up over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees one more time. Rock a little bit if there's any tension that you need to massage out. And then release your knees, drop your feet, extend your legs, lay your arms by your sides with your palms up. Wiggle yourself down into the ground for final relaxation. And as you close your eyes and watch your breath come back into its natural rhythm, I invite you to spend as much time as you desire here in your final relaxation as I sign off. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.